Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. Talk about whatever is on your mind today. It's Mark.
And David.
And Paul.
I say today, I should say this evening. I keep forgetting that the vast majority of my audience is on the mainland in the United States as opposed to here where it's 10:06 in the morning at the U.S. Mariana Islands. So in the last segment, we were talking about the coronavirus thing, and I've got a story here from CBS Denver where they've caught some dastardly people selling toilet paper at inflated prices. And the thing that I think to myself here is that I've always, when it comes to necessities, right, there's some things out there that you know that you're going to use. Right, and toilet paper is on that list.
Yeah,
even if you do have a washlet or a bidet, as we were talking about in the last segment, you're still probably going to use some toilet paper. So it's a good idea to stock up on this stuff. Get it on sale. Get it at the Costco or at the Sam's Club or wherever it might be, and hold a little. It doesn't take up that much space. And I was kind of thinking maybe there's probably some other things out there that sort of the everyday suburban prepper. This is not even a prepper. A person should have.
Yeah.
And, you can go on the internet and find lots of lists. Obviously, flashlights and some batteries is a good idea. But I wasn't necessarily thinking 5,000 rounds buried in the front yard.
Mm. Yeah, but I mean, you know, one thing that I think a lot of people forget in the prepping is just your skill set. You know, develop a knack for building up hobbies that will develop your skill set. Because then your prepping kind of forms into these opportunities where you can make more side cash. You know, and that idea of prepping by building skill sets is also another way you can go with this. You know, just to change the mentality a little bit. It'll open up more ideas.
You were working with your son on welding this morning.
Yes. So my son.
I don't know how to weld, right?
So I've been teaching my children. Usually I teach like my older ones to teach the younger ones how to wash the dishes and cook and stuff like that. And it helps out. But my son helped me do some molding for cement, and he was really good at that. So a couple nights ago, I had him out back, and I didn't have an extra mask for welding, so I had him do preparation for welding. So I gave him an angle grinder, right, and I was holding the angle grinder with him, and I was having him prep for welding.
How old is this young man?
He's 7.
Oh my!
Yeah,
you get a 7-year-old with an angle grinder, sweet.
So he's out back, and he's prepped. He's got his jacket, his safety goggles on, but he started and grinding off the metal, and he was doing an amazing job. So I stood back and I watched him, and I was like thinking, my 7-year-old could actually help me on some of these jobs, like legitimately help me. So, you know, that's a good idea to help prep yourself and others just to build up your skill sets.
Right, and you're talking, just out of the box, walking out of high school. If you know how to weld and do these sorts of things, you've got a good work ethic. Out of the box, you're in the U.S. mainland. I don't know what pricing's like here, but you're at $30, $40 an hour.
Yes.
Because if you can show that you're going to show up, you're ready to go with big pay.
Yes.
And there's just not a lot of people. Even machinists today, they're used to working with CAD. They're wearing white coats. And I'm not trying to disparage them. My dad worked as a machinist for Tropicana for many, many years. He'd come home. His arms are burned and cut and things like that because there's different types of machinists.
Yes, there are.
There's the machinist that is running something behind a glass wall and running and creating things. And then another guy who has to fix those things once they actually get out there in the real world. So he's, got an auger and he's bored a big old hole in it to make, and then so you can weld it back in place. And it's immensely valuable skill to have. Either one, honestly, is a valuable skill to have. What other kind of things do you think people should have?
Well, we had two massive typhoons in the time I've been here. U2 was the most recent one, and
Sotolor.
And Sotolor. Both.
So a typhoon is basically a hurricane.
It's a hurricane, but
giant hurricane.
It's a giant hurricane. Yeah, and it was like U2 was like the second most powerful storm to ever hit the United States.
220 mile an hour winds.
Yeah, I mean, it looked like a nuclear bomb went off on this island. It was pretty rough.
There's still some areas where
my neighbor's house disappeared.
And we're still not completely recovered.
Yeah, but But it made me thankful and have the last word, you know, because my ex-wife, she always thought I was kind of crazy for doing certain things. Like I was making a practice of buying, like, a couple of cans of whatever at the grocery store every time I went shopping. Like, okay, I'll get some peas and carrots. I'll get this. I'll get some Spam, which, by the way, the tahini flavor is pretty awesome.
Spam is totally not a thing. canned meat is real here.
But Tocino Spam, I hate Spam, but this is, anyway, I just made a plug for Hormel. Anyway,
My previous on-air name was Manwich.
Oh, wow.
Hormel Foods loves us here.
Nice. Well, but you know, so when it came time for, when the poop hit the fan, I didn't have to go down begging for MREs from FEMA. So I felt good. Now
there's no reason not to go get some MREs if it's convenient and it doesn't affect what you want to do.
But you
had freedom. What you did is create for yourself freedom.
Yeah. Now, right now, I've been remiss in replenishing. I've kind of gone to the keto diet, so I don't have the stock of rice and all that stuff. So I'm going to go down to the grocery store this weekend, and I'm going to do a little bit more to replenish my stock, although my trunk of my car is just full of canned food.
You carry canned food around in the car?
No, I was just too lazy to bring it up the flights of stairs last time we had a typhoon warning. But, you know, it's kind of like, well, it's good there. It's good. I mean, it's...
Yeah, that's great, creating that habit.
Yeah.
I will say carrying around heavy things in your car, spending more gas.
Yeah, well, I have the USS Lincoln. I mean, that thing, I'm going to paint it...
It's a big car anyway.
I'm going to paint it gray because it drives like a boat. But
it's important to prevent rust.
But rust
is the enemy.
Kuwait just got invaded. We're up on the deck, and the chief comes out and goes, "Men, we have an enemy." And I'm thinking, oh, my God, we're going in. He goes, "Rust." I was like, ah, dang.
Time to paint the boat.
Oh, we did
last week.
That was fun. Yeah, one time I was painting the water line, and we're down on the on a stage, right, about 3 feet above the water, maybe 2 feet. And me and this other guy named Hampton, we're there, we're working, and all of a sudden, a fin comes up.
Oh, my.
A second fin, a third fin, 4 hammerhead sharks with, like, the dorsal fin to the tail fin being about 14 to 15 feet each.
Jeez.
And we're standing there, and Hampton, he kind of looked like Stymie from our gang, and his eyes got, like, as big as... and we're like, oh, my God, bring us up. And then this petty officer, the guy who sold me the $50 T-shirt, goes, "Well, if you fall in, just punch it in the nose and it'll go away." I'm like, eh. Yes. Anyway. But anyways, that's a C story. But as far as, like, the prepping goes, yeah, I like, candles are good.
Any multi-purpose, you know, it's also good is for prepping. Go back to watch a YouTube video on chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of things you can use for a lot of different purposes if you just have a little bit of background knowledge. So a good summer fun thing is find out what chemicals mix together, you know, to make fires or
potassium permanganate and alcohol. You know, that I saw something like there's a guy named Such 008 on YouTube who does this prepping stuff, and Canadian prepper guy.
Also fun stuff. Try cooking different meals. Mm-hmm. Like experiment baking, roasting, try smoking meat, you know, and just those things, those kind of things. They're fun, easy to do. People won't think you're crazy, you know.
Well, the one thing I want to do is hunt. Because I've never killed it. Well, I've killed an animal for food, but I didn't, like, butcher it. Like, I shot a cow with a .45 for a friend. But,
and then somebody else took care of it.
Yeah. But, like, you know, I've been wanting to go to Rota to go deer hunting, because there's small deer here and whatnot. But, yeah, I think, learning how to hunt and fish and things like that are good. And what's
it's
also,
one of the reasons I raise pigs.
Well, and one of the cool things about here is you walk out your door and there's a breadfruit tree, there's a lime tree, there's a coconut tree.
Yeah, you're not going to die of starvation here. There's water, fresh water, wells. There's everything you could possibly need.
Yes.
It is a unique place, and one of the reasons I do love it. So lush. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Dave.
And Paul.
Free Talk Live.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at icagoldsilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. icagoldsilver.com.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at mark@freetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. mark@freetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, mark@freetalklive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
And Dave.
And Paul.
coming to you from the U.S. Mariana Islands, where it's morning time here. And you can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about, because, well, that's what we do here on Free Talk Live. It's a show about whatever you want to make it about. We bring up all kinds of different topics, and whatever's good for you is good for us. And, by the way, that makes us a lot different than other radio programs out there. If you're trying to call in about any old topic on any other program, well, you better just wait until the host wants to talk about that thing. Here on Free Talk Live, well, it's about free speech. Speaking of things that will help make you free, I want to talk to you about Divi, D-I-V-I. It's the next generation of cryptocurrencies. Their wallet is coming, and in just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divi says you'll be able to send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though, as Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes, allowing anyone to earn by supporting the Divi network right now. When the new Divi wallet launches, because of Divi's relationship with Western Union, Divi will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at DiviProject.org, D-I-V-I, DiviProject.org. So we were talking here previously about some of the things that one might want to have while prepping, and one of the things that people like to keep is firearms. Mm. And because of the coronavirus, apparently, you know, the Democrat motto is never let a good crisis go.
Mm-hmm.
The mayor of Champaign, Illinois, has declared a town emergency over the Wuhan coronavirus. There's nobody in Champaign who has died from the coronavirus.
Right.
That includes a potential ban on the sale of firearms and ammunition. This is coming from townhall.com. According to a local report from Wand 17, Champaign Mayor Deborah Frank Finian, maybe, has issued an executive order that would give her office extraordinary powers. Yeah, there's never been a chief executive that didn't like extraordinary powers. She issued the order despite the town and surrounding area not having a single case of the disease. This is a quote here. The executive order allows the city to be flexible to properly respond to the emergency needs of our community. None of the options will necessarily be implemented, but are available in order to protect the welfare and safety of our community if needed. The first step in gaining more power as a politician is to, you know, just say, hey, yeah, I can do this. It's okay, I can do it. Mm-hmm. And you do that a few times, and then people are like, okay, I guess they can do that. And then they do it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not good. It disturbs me. There's a list of other items that the executive order, which also includes the ability to ban the sale of food, water, fuel, clothing, and other commodities, materials, goods, services, and resources. In addition to alcohol and gasoline, the government agents or officials have the ability to seize private property and to cut off city water supply. This is terrifying. The mayor justifies everything in the interest of public safety. So
yes, because taking away people's water is going to definitely help them. That's sarcasm, just in case.
Well, we may need to give the water to people we like better.
Ah, yes, yes, of course.
And in a crisis, that's when you need booze the most.
That's right.
I'm not advocating drinking.
Well, look, a bottle of Jim Beam is a barter item.
Well, I'm sorry, Jim Beam is. I thought that was hand sanitizer.
Right. Yeah, no, or you could use it to clean wounds out. Or you could use it to, you know,
anesthetic,
start fires. You know, you could do. Yeah, that's the thing. Well, that's another thing about prepping. My brother in Alabama, his friend would like used to make moonshine, and I was thinking that'd be a great like post-apocalyptic world.
It's a good skill to have.
Yeah, yeah. I brewed beer once. It was fun.
Yeah, I've looked into, you know, this island for whatever reason doesn't produce a lot of its own alcohol, and you know, turns out they consume it here.
Actually, Saipan Brewing Company,
they're pretty good.
Blonde Ale is pretty good.
Yeah, that's the one.
At Johnny's, yeah.
Yeah, but I thought maybe they would, you know, be a good place to, you know, distill some liquor or something.
Well, I wanted to brew some stuff on Tinian. I was going to go up to the atomic bomb pits and, like, make amber boxcar.
You know, a good thing, like, from that article from Champaign, a good thing for people to practice that I found, I thought this was just something that we do for a classroom. They call it Socratic method, or what I call is the rabbi's circle, is if you get a chance to sit around with your friends or family, you cannot answer any question by answering it. You have to ask another question. Mm. And you play this game. The first one, the first one to answer a question, you get kicked out or fail or whatever, whatever the game you want to play.
Yeah.
But yeah, and the whole point of the game is just to keep asking questions. And when you do that, when some, person says, I want extraordinary powers, you ask the question, like Superman, or, ask questions and make that a habit.
Yeah, asking questions is hugely valuable, and it helps you with learning more things, having an open mind. At the same time, it kind of keeps people on their toes. Everybody's used to people making statements, and asking questions is significantly better.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that the reason that they want to be able to take water and food and stuff from people, for one, they want power, but secondly, like the case of this story that was coming out of, I think, Chicago, where they were catching people who were they're hoarding and price gouging, selling toilet paper for $5 a roll that they bought for $1 a roll or whatever the situation is. And so,
normally called free enterprise.
Right. I got no problem with it. I think the issue is they're going to be like, oh, well, you have too much water and they don't have enough water, so they want to redistribute the water. If that's,
Stalin says, right?
Yeah, right.
I'm more equal than you.
Yep.
that reminds me of a song from, remember... that Australian group, they did Land Down Under.
Men at Work.
Men at Work.
Sorry.
Well, it was like there's a song called The Underground, and it was like, keep all the food lines moving, don't come crying for more. The signs were there. You should have brought connections before.
Wow.
I was like going, wow, that's like that's like one of the most deep lines I remember from a song, and it's like appropriate.
Yeah, one of these things is that going after price gougers and people who are hoarding, as they say, this is it's really a tax on people who prepare. And preparation is, throughout human history, the best idea you can have.
Squirrels do it.
Yeah, it's common sense. Ants.
Back
to natural law.
Well, the thing is, I think the technocrats. This is the thing. I was like watching some of the news, and I was listening to a couple other shows, and they're going, and you have these people, the talking heads in D.C., and then the new networks going, oh, this is great because we need big government, and the technocrats can take over afterwards, and this is going to get rid of Trump, and and the thing is. There's like a certain mindset of the elites to where they want to technologize. They want this, like Aldous Huxley, George Orwell kind of control over the people, because I guess we're just too stupid to be allowed to.
Well, there's certainly some news stories out there that give credence to that claim. All in all, the idea that a human being, I don't know what it's going to be like when our robot overlords take over. I have no idea. But a human being can, or a group of them can plan this out. I mean, look, it's never worked yet. It's not going to work this time.
Well, a bear will take out a drone. That's why they want to ban him.
Certainly will. Barrett's that big 50 cal gun, right?
Yeah.
Have you ever fired one of those, Paul?
Yes.
855-450-3733. Free Talk Live. Do you want to work from home, get paid, and forward liberty all at the same time? Free Talk Live is looking for account executives and appointment setters. If you've got a phone, a computer, internet connectivity, initiative, and a belief in the non-aggression principle, you're qualified. Earn up to $85,000 a year full-time, $25,000 a year part-time. Set your own hours, work from home, spread freedom. Join our team and work with one of the biggest leaders in the liberty movement. Apply now at sales.freetalklive.com. Sales.freetalklive.com. The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app, and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is declaring a national emergency in his latest bid to combat the escalating coronavirus crisis. Republican Senator from North Dakota John Hovind tells Fox News this was a good move by the president.
It's not only an all-of-government approach, we've also got the ingenuity of American enterprise. So we've got the American people working hard at the social distancing. We've got American companies jumping on the task, American ingenuity, all-of-government approach at the federal and the state level.
Also in that press conference, President Trump says he will be tested for the coronavirus. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi is announcing that she and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin have reached a deal on a large-scale coronavirus response package meant to provide paid leave for workers, expand food aid, and support the widespread testing of many Americans at no cost to them. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Come on. Call in. Talk about whatever you want to talk about. It's Mark with you.
And Dave.
And Paul. The number is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. And I want to tell you before we go on, I want to tell you again about Edge Wallet. We've talked about Edge Wallet quite a bit here on Free Talk Live, and I've talked about Bitcoin and Divi and other cryptocurrencies. Edge Wallet is basically the wallet that you need to have. It handles almost all the cryptocurrencies out there. It allows you to buy, sell, trade right inside the wallet and makes it very simple for you. I think the best part of it is that instead of having to memorize or write down a 24-word mnemonic, if you drop your phone in the toilet, you don't lose your money. You just put a username and password in and boop, your money's right back up. Edge Wallet, go to edge.app, E-D-G-E, edge.app, and download it today. I just used mine yesterday, and I'm sure I'll be using it here in the future. Cryptocurrency on the wild ride that it is. Edge.app. So we were talking about this sort of COVID-19 and the worldwide pandemic and all these kind of things. Apparently, you had some conversation with a barmaid recently.
Yeah. There's a lot of Chinese girls running bars, and out here, and you know, sometimes you get into some good, interesting conversations, and the conspiracy theories are flowing. And what's interesting is, like, a lot of the people here who are Chinese, they still get all their news from the Chinese government. You know,
well, they're the ones that you know.
They
write it in Chinese, right?
Yeah. So they're like, you know, the conversation's like, you know, like, you know, hey, you Americans, very good people, but, you know, government, very, very scary. And I'm like, you know, very bad.
Yes, our government is very scary.
And
so is yours.
And I'm just sitting there thinking, well, you know, let's compare body count. But, you know, so she was basically saying that she's like, yeah, it's weapon brought by U.S. you know, to China. You know,
it's a bioweapon.
Yeah, it's a bioweapon. Well, okay. I believe it is a bioweapon. And
it could very well have been a bioweapon.
But where did it come from?
but I
believe in the you know, like you know, selling the lab animals for meat and you know, improper disposal of
that
meat.
Seems like a poor choice, and that may very well have been where it came from.
Yeah.
But at the same time, China's got a demographic problem like many countries do.
Well, yeah.
And, you know, older people aren't as useful. I got news for you, folks.
Yeah.
Older people aren't as useful to the economy as younger people. So a virus that affects older people could be useful in China. Maybe it was developed by the Chinese. I don't know.
And their sex ratio is, like, way out of whack. You know, so there's more men than women. We call that gender now. Yeah, well... I use the language that my forefathers used that I learned when I was a child, and I changed for no man or woman.
So,
or hermaphrodite.
What is this Chinese conspiracy?
So Chinese foreign ministry spokesman pushes coronavirus conspiracy. This is from Business Insider, theory that the U.S. Army brought the epidemic to Wuhan. Chinese government spokesman said on Thursday. That the U.S. Army may have brought the epidemic to Wuhan, appearing to push a popular conspiracy theory. So apparently this was like during the military world games that they held in Wuhan.
The United States is having military games with China?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
This is if you get a chance to watch SOFX or the SOFX games or
what is the SOFX games? Help me out.
So it's like
airborne.
So there's games that happen all over the world where military units. It's kind of like a camaraderie to build up better relations, and you can do it even with countries that you're not exactly friendly with, but just to be able to trade, you know, understanding each other. It's a good way to spy on each other without actually spying at you because you're just sharing.
Well, people get to show off. The Spetsnaz can roll around and point guns at things,
and you get to see like. It's also a humbling experience.
Yeah.
I was watching the Jordanians, and they can run sub-5, even 4-minute miles, and this is like a norm for their unit. And I was thinking, like, wow, that's really, this is all like just a group of Olympic athletes.
Is that a year run?
No, just being able to do these things is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so. I mean,
well, I read also about the military games that the Chinese were caught cheating in the orienteering event, which is pretty funny.
What's that mean?
That land navigation.
Yeah, they were cheating.
What did they do?
Comms, okay. Getting comms, being able to communicate outside of the that kind of deal.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know what's weird is after reading some of this stuff and doing the studies, I don't really know if it's true or false. It could very well be true. I mean, there's also, if I'm not mistaken, there's a disease center or whatever.
In Wuhan. There is a biosafety level 4 lab in Wuhan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so all these things together. But then if you take a step back from that and you look at the economy, like, so a few years back, Xi Jinping wanted to, you know, create jobs for China, and they need at least 20 million jobs a year, you know, to keep up with that pace. And with our president doing an amazing job, China's economy isn't matching what it would be. And this would make sense economically to release this virus, reduce that 20 million to keep their economy growing. And in my opinion, I wouldn't put it past, you know, the party, the Communist Party, to be able to do something like that.
Well, not only that, but with the Hong Kong protests going on, and then also with...
That's right. What happened to Hong Kong?
Taiwan,
all of a sudden, it's not a thing?
Taiwan
gone.
Getting squirrely. You know, like, basically, this, I firmly believe, if you've got a government that's willing to murder people because they're Christians or Falun Gong or Muslims to sell their organs on the open market, then I wouldn't think that a country that killed over 100 million people in the 20th century just through, you know, the Great Leap Forward and other things, I wouldn't put it past them for saying, you know, doing the math and saying, well, we'll just release the bioweapon to thin out the herd, and then we can also shut down the world economy to hurt our enemy, the United States.
And to sell it. I mean, the way they're selling it, I mean, propagandist-wise, it's an excellent idea. The way you exterminate your own people is by saying, hey, you know, we have this virus and we're doing this for your own protection, world. You know, so rather than having a human rights investigators go in and check this out, they're saying, no, you can't because it's a virus and you might get, you know, infected. So
right,
we're doing this.
Out.
Yeah, we're doing this for the safety of the world. I was thinking, you know, from that standpoint, like that's pretty sadistic, but that's the way I think it would work out.
Well, we're talking about groups of people that, according to some beliefs and some reports, are like involved in like things like, you know, let's face it, pedophilia and child trafficking. And
are we talking about the world leaders?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I'm deep involved in that conspiracy mindset. You know,
see, it's only conspiracy.
You can see why Jeffrey Epstein would commit suicide. He was so wrecked with guilt.
No, he was.
Didn't Weinstein just get convicted?
Yeah. He didn't kill himself either. But what I think is interesting. So for example, and as I said, I'm just saying what I've read, that this COVID-19 thing is also going to be used in a boomerang fashion. Of course, if I follow the QAnon stuff, right?
Okay, I love these guys.
And
I don't believe everything they say, but I love these guys.
But apparently, like, a lot of people who are these deep state actors are going to be coming down with coronavirus. And apparently, according to like this guy Isaac Cappy and a couple other Corey Feldman types in, you know, in Hollywood, like they say Tom Hanks was like a major pedophile, and he just got COVID-19, you know. So I'm not saying this is true.
Sounds like God's plague at this point. I don't know.
But the thing is as I was listening to the X-22 report yesterday, and they were saying that basically, things are going on under the scenes. Wet work is going to happen, and COVID-19 will cover it up. Your thoughts?
Yeah, that
it could possibly happen.
Yeah,
I don't know.
That's the thing, is this is a bunch of conspiracy theories, and we just don't know where this stuff came from. I'm very curious.
I know you should wash your hands.
Indeed. 855-450-3733. Solution. Problem solution. Those little things, spray things, a Lysol.
Yeah. Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. You heard? heard right. Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever is on your mind. We're talking about COVID-19 conspiracies here on Free Talk Live. And look, none of us know what's going on, but neither do the Japanese ministers, the Chinese ministers.
Yeah.
They don't know either. So just make it clear that none of us knows. I want to tell you about an event that has not been canceled. Forkfest. If you go to forkfest.party. Now, Forkfest is a fork of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and it goes on after Porkfest ends. And it is a great event. It's going to be over the 4th of July weekend, which means there's going to be fireworks and lots of fun stuff going on at Rogers Campground in northern New Hampshire. And no one's in charge. If you want to do speeches, put up a tent, get an amplification system, do speeches. Bring people in to do speeches. You want to sell food? Please do that. Whatever you want. Big dance party that's going to be going on. I'm sure that the dome will be back in place. It's a geodesic dome tent situation. Lots of fun. Go to forkfest.party to get involved in whatever way you think is best. It's forkfest.party. Fest, as in like a festival of forks, forkfest.party. Mm-hmm. Talking about these conspiracies here, you're a bit of a conspiracy guy yourself.
I admit I am, but I don't call myself a conspiracy theorist because a lot of these, quote, well, first of all, conspiracy theory was a term coined by the CIA back in like 66 or 7 to discredit people who were questioning the mainstream narrative of the JFK assassination.
But what makes sense is that there, I mean, conspiracies go on all the time.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
To have a theory that a conspiracy occurred isn't crazy.
Yeah. Now what bothers me about conspiracy theories is like you can take something that's like relatively sane, you know, and logical, and then you get like flat earth. And then my theory about flat Earth is that that theory was thrown out by the people who are trying to hide other things as like a red herring.
Yeah,
to
like the shape-shifting lizard people living underneath Stapleton Airport.
Well, although I did go to a lot of American Indian and the Lakota sweat lodges, and some of the medicine people would like talk about the lizard people.
Really? What would they say about the lizard people?
That they're bad. And
what do they do in these sweat lodges? Peyote or what?
No. let me clear up one thing. Now my ancestry is I'm a quarter Cherokee.
What the hell are you doing in the Lakota sweat lodge?
But I got to be good. But I got. Well, I was having.
Sounds like it's time for a scalping.
Well, I had a lot of problems I had depression and PTSD and a couple other things.
That happens in the military.
And I went to see this. This medicine man give like a talk on health, and he was a guy that owns a practice in at the time it was in Redford, Michigan. He was like literally a neighbor of mine. He was a Lakota, half Lakota, half Irish guy, and he had been.
I bet he's quite a drinker.
No. Actually, he had trained as a boy, to be a medicine man, and he was a Hioka guy, which is like basically a contrarian. It's a different kind of thing. But anyways, so I got to talk to the guy, and he invited me out to a lodge, and like for literally like 5 years, I was regularly attending the Adipi ceremonies, and it was a great experience.
And so what does he think? What did they think that the lizard people were doing?
Well, there are spirits. The world has spirits in it, and that there are like certain entities that are bad spirits.
So
that
the lizards are just a renaming of the demons?
Yeah, kind of. I didn't really go into detail, but it's like certain people have kind of gotten, get into cahoots and possession with them, and it's like for example, I read a lot of David Icke stuff, and some of it's way out there, but some of it makes some sense, and it's like basically the spiritual vibration. Like the matter is nothing but energy condensed to a slower vibration, and that there are different frequencies of different entities and like these reptilians according to what I've sussed out. Do I believe in reptilians? I'm open to the idea. But according to my biggest, the closest approximation, is that they attach themselves from the dimension that they occupy, okay, and that when people see like.
So on a quick note, if this is seemingly far-fetched, go and watch Joe Rogan and Elon Musk, or yeah. Joe Rogan and Alex Jones, and compare the two. They're saying the same exact thing.
Yeah. Interesting.
Well, the vibrational frequencies, like, for example, our eyes our consciousness are tuned to a specific, like, radio.
Spectrum of light.
Radio station.
Yeah, that's true.
It's like the radio station analogy. Yeah. So, but then when people have, like, certain spiritual experience, like, psychic ability is nothing but being able to, like, just
tune
that dial a little bit. And, and I'll be honest, I've seen some crazy stuff, and I do not habitually use marijuana or other like drugs. Yes, I drink alcohol sometimes, but I've had a lot of experiences. Like for example, in the Lakota Sweat Lodge, you go in there. There's a domed enclosure. You put a bunch of rocks in a fire. You bring the rocks into the lodge. You pour water on it. It gets to be like 130, 150 degrees in there.
Yeah, pretty steamy.
Yeah. You're banging the drums. You're praying. You're in a mindset. And
that keeps your mind off of being too hot, so you can get a lot hotter.
And I will be honest with you. I have had like super like crazy altered states of consciousness doing these prayers. And it's like I think what it does is it just helps you tune. But like for example, the pipe that we use, the chinupa.
What are you smoking out of that pipe?
Tobacco.
Okay.
Tobacco and red willow bark.
Okay.
There's no narcotics involved in at least that tradition. And I'm not one of these people that gets offended by, like, you know, Cleveland Indian mascots and junk like that. But
I don't like the Washington Redskins.
Well, you know, I don't care. But, like, I kind of get a little bit offended when people go, oh, you're just going to do that to get high. Because it's kind of like, no, it's a deeply spiritual thing. And my background, I was raised Catholic, but, you know, no other religious practice, in my opinion, has actually, like, got me closer to Jesus Christ. So
was there a moment that sort of occurred that you sort of took the red pill?
Yes. This happened, like, years before. I was in the Navy, and I had a really bad injury. We had just gotten back from the Gulf, and there was, like, a lot of crazy stuff that happened. Like, they were giving us stuff in the water that, you know, could be attributed to Gulf War syndrome. And at the time I was reading Jim Mars's book, Crossfire, The Plot That Killed Kennedy. And, you know, it was like right after Waco happened and Bill Clinton had just become president and things were just like morale was crap and Admiral Borda had just committed suicide. It was like a really weird time. And then so I'm sitting there.
Push that button for that.
I'm sorry. Yeah, it's just Corona.
It's no big deal.
So
click the microphone.
So we're sitting there. So I'm sitting there at the office I was at. I was on light duty, so I was handing grass seed and lawnmowers to dependents. You know, that was like I was at the self-help store at the naval base, and it was where sailors went when they were between assignments. So, like, you know, so it was a lot of transient people, and I was on limited duty, so. But there was a bunch of Seabees who had just gotten back from Somalia, and they were all given this survey. And because I happened to be there, they gave me the survey, too. And it was I forgot the name of the survey, but it was like a list of like 46 questions, you know, starting out with like, you know, what's your rank, what's your job, what's your, you know. And then they have like, you know, choices. Strongly disagree, not sure. Agree, strongly agree, and the questions went from like, would you swear allegiance to the United Nations? Would you serve as a peacekeeper on American soil? You know, stuff like that. And then the last question was, if they banned guns and you were ordered to shoot Americans who refused to give up their guns, what is your opinion on that? And of course, I wrote strongly disagree because I'm like, I joined the Navy to protect my fellow Americans.
Right, you took an oath to the Constitution.
Yeah, and
has the Second Amendment in it.
Yeah, and
like it or not.
And there was and while I was in my office, there was one of the transient guys. He was this old crusty SEAL who had just broken his eardrums in a dive, you know, so he was like getting medically discharged, so he was just kind of like they needed a place to like store him for a couple of days. And so I'll get to what happened after that.
The old crusty SEAL and what he had to say.
Yes.
855-450-3733. It's 855-453. And I can see why some people come up with some of these conspiracy theories. Free Talk Live.
Sorry. What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dinovite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dinovite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dinovite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dinovite supplement, and then the Lico Chops.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dinovite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
Do you feel like many of us?
All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day?
Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at PestWorld.org.